We lopen nog steeds met James. Hij vertelde net dat we nog een stukje gaan lopen hier door deze afdeling, speciaal gewijd aan de Eerste Wereldoorlog. James heeft al als curator heel veel laten zien. Ook de ontwikkeling van de gasmaskers, dat was helemaal nieuw voor die tijd. En heel veel van die ervaringen heeft de genie ook kunnen gebruiken tijdens de Tweede Wereldoorlog.
Okay, so we're just nearing the end of the First World War section in the museum here. This final display is about a big task that the engineers had to carry out, perhaps not the most exciting, but the engineers ran the Army Postal Service during the First World War. And you can imagine, due to the huge amounts of British troops over on the continent, that this was a huge undertaking. And the engineers actually promised to get mail home within a two-day period. So it's actually very, very quick and efficient service. Often better than today's Royal Mail, you might argue. we have quite a few interesting objects here, a lot of the postcards and things that the soldiers would have sent home to their sweethearts. I like to point out this object here. What you see is a hardtack biscuit that the engineers were rationed. And one of the engineers thought it'd be funny to print his home address directly onto the biscuit, send it home, and it did reach. It did in fact reach home. It was delivered, and it's survived 100 years since then. So you can imagine how hard the biscuits that they were issued with were.
Ja, die hadden ze een beetje prikkeldraad aan de bovenkant. Deze tentoonstelling. De laatste zaal nu.
We just have. This is the end of our First World War section here. We just have a memorial to the fallen Royal Engineers. You can see here an example of one of the Commonwealth war graves, which you can see many of in France and Flanders, obviously. Yeah. We also have a little memorial to the tunneler's friend here. If you remember me talking about the tunnelers earlier, yeah. They used animals such as canaries to let them know if there was any harmful gas in the air. And we have a little memorial here to the animals that helped the engineers and unfortunately died as well. So yes, that brings us to the end of the First World War section.
Ja, dit is het einde. Het museum is er niet afgelopen. In de volgende uitzending praten we nog even over de andere stukken die ze hebben. Het is meer dan een bezoek waard. Kijk even ook op de site van Visit Canada, ook de speciale site die ze gemaakt hebben over de frontline, zeg maar. Kijk ook even op de site van Visit Britain, want daar vind je ook meer informatie over alle zaken die te maken hebben met de Eerste Wereldoorlog hier in Engeland.